following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
CITR 101.9 FM Studios, it's Cabba Radio with your host, Teddy Smooth.
Hey, what's going on, Vancouver and beyond the world of cabaret? You notice that little tinge in my voice? Yes, it's after the festival. This voice is a little squeaky. It's been about 10 days of titties, tassels, and twirling, and I'm a little worn out by now. That's why tonight is our After Burlesque Festival music night. I'm here with E-Rock, also the birthday boy yesterday.
I, too, am feeling a little under the weather for very good reasons. Teddy and I, Dave, we went out the other night, last night being the other night. Seems like such a long time ago now. But we're going to try and see how this night goes, you know, maybe play a few songs on the old guitar. I brought it down.
So far, it's been a little rough already, and I've only been on the air for about 2 minutes, so we'll see how it goes. What a festival it was. Before we get into the music, it was a crazy festival full of some really pushing the boundaries on the world of burlesque and cabaret and what that means. I mean, anyone that checked out the time travel show with DJ K-Tel having the visuals up on screen and Michael Douglas on the video camera, all of that all at once on the big Rio soundstage. I mean, it was just it was an amazing experience to see people push the boundaries that way. There was also a crazy murder mystery show that we talked about last week, and it's just overall, it was, I believe, a really successful festival. Many of the shows sold out, some in fact even oversold, so congratulations to all the producers and actors and volunteers for all their hard work, because this festival couldn't have happened without any of those people, and it was just good to see all that worry and all that stress from before the festival culminate into such a great festival. So congratulations to the whole VIBFA board and all the volunteers and all the performers and producers that put on shows, because it was a great time by all.
And as somebody who, this was their first experience with burlesque and actually seeing any of these burlesque shows, I have to say it was absolutely phenomenal. I got out to a few of them, and I was pleasantly surprised by everything. It was great. I mean, I got to see Teddy up there shaking his ass.
I was shaking his ass. In a couple shows, I was definitely shaking my ass.
Yeah. What was your? What do you think your favorite part of the festival was?
My favorite part of the festival, well, personally, it was in the musical, because it was the first musical that I'd ever done, so getting up there and singing and dancing was an amazing experience.
I didn't really know that you did until I saw it. And
I didn't even know that I did it until, so
I guess that's a lot of like burlesque, though. You never really know until you're on stage and you're doing it.
Well, I'm always of the adage lately as well to just say yes before you can think of a reason to say no. And many thanks to the Wet Spots, who wrote the musical along with Sam Dulmage, and many thanks to them for showing me how I could sing and showing me the way to them, because I wouldn't have been able to do it without their help. And other than that, I'd probably say the time travel show with the one I was just mentioning with DJ K-Tel, just because it pushed boundaries in terms of using the entire big screen behind them. There were a few things in the show that obviously for next time, you know, when you're pushing boundaries, sometimes some things get left behind and you wish you could have this or you wish you could have that. But overall, I think for pushing the boundary of what things can be and how you can distribute and promote and show people the world of cabaret and burlesque, I definitely think that was probably the highlight. And Dr. Phineas, he was here last week. His show was hilarious.
If you didn't catch the show last week, check it out on the podcast. It was quite colorful, as it was put to us.
Dr. Phineas definitely had him and Mules on the show last week. Definitely had an interesting night with each other. And yep. Mules brought along some male servant. It was a crazy show. Boosh, so you can check out boosh. The show anytime you want on CITR.ca. Just look up the scheduled podcast. Find the show, Cabaret Radio, Tuesday nights at 11. Click on it. You can listen to any of your shows, or you can download them as well to take them into your iPod. You can also now search iTunes, CITR-Cabaret Radio. Anyways, let's get into it. This is the music night, and that's enough jibber-jabber for now. So we're going to disappear behind these mics.
Drink water.
We're going to drink some water, since we had about a dozen Jameson shots last night with E-Rock's birthday.
I can't remember anything.
So we're going to leave you with this first song. Goes out to Regan. She requested it specifically. She told me that she wanted to hear this song very, very badly. I think it's what she said she wants to do tomorrow. So this one goes out to Regan. Oh, that's what I did.
Don't worry, we will figure this out by the end of the show.
There we go. Enjoy. CITR 101.9 FM.
Monday morning, the alarm went off. My bed was so cozy and my sheets so soft. I looked at the clock and I let out a moan. But breakfast wasn't going to cook on its own. Oh, well, there's something about the morning with the sun so bright. Well, how can it be wrong when it feels so right? Though I knew I'd go hungry if it took too long, I turned off the alarm and it turned me on. I chose masturbation over breakfast. What a tasty treat that I did not eat. I like my orgasm over easy. Makes me sizzle like bacon from my head to my feet. Got nothing on but the radio, and time seems to go oh so very slow. With a flick of my wrist, I was in the midst of a tidal wave of pleasure I could not resist. Well, I sighed and I giggled and I checked the clock and saw that I spent too much time thinking about big heart cook. So I jumped out of bed, my tummy said, God damn, but it was drowned out. Chose masturbation over breakfast. Well, who needs food when you're in the mood? Wakes me up better than a cup of coffee. What a positive attitude. I give my pearl a whirl instead of eating cereal. I think I'll touch myself, leave the granola on the shelf, go between my legs and forget the eggs. I'm gonna self-seduce and forgo the juice. Spend some time with me instead of coffee and tea. Oh, my legs will shake, but I don't need a pancake. Give the two-finger salute instead of chopping up some fruit, because it's me I love the most. I won't have any toast. Well, the day is done. What a day. With such a lovely morning, everything just went my way. Now morning stimulation is a habit I might keep, but I might wag off just to get to sleep. To sleep, whack off and go to sleep. Good night, I'm spent. Doodly-doo-doo.
Edition of Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
Hi, it's Teddy Smooth. In this episode, masturbation. When you stroke the benefits of masturbation, everyone wins. Life becomes a little happier and you don't feel so shafted. So whether you're shocking the monkey, stroking the kitty, beating the bush,
stroking the chicken, spanking, cranking, pulling one off, doing the 5-on-1, fighting the one-eyed trouser snake, doing the Spider-Man, trading furs, cleaning the pipes, spanking the monkey, slamming the salami, opening the curtains, rubbing one out, beating your meat, pulling the pud, airing the orchid, beating the beaver, cleaning your fingers, climbing one back, auditioning the finger puppets, digging a trench, drilling for oil, feeding the bearded clam, flitting your clit, gagging the lips of love, parting the Red Sea, teasing the tuna taco, tossing the boss, tossing the turkey, humping your fist, hacking the hog.
or just plain old beating off. Enjoy the benefits and find out what masturbation can do for you. See you next time.
This has been Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right out. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed. You just don't know why. But you know, honey, I always be right. If you ever want me, come on and cry, baby. Oh, honey, welcome back.
Janis Joplin with her Cry Baby here on CITR's newest radio show, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. That song goes out to Jenny Magenta, who is at home sick. Jenny put in a lot of work into the last 10 days of the festival, and her body paid a little bit of price, and she was unable to come to the official after party, which was too bad. Eric was talking earlier about one of my favorite moments of the festival. Now, I've seen it outside the festival as well, but if you've ever seen Jenny do her Janis Joplin number to that song, then you'll understand why it's one of my favorite moments from the festival. It was part of the Laughadelic Lovin' that the Burgundy Bricks and the Professor Kitty Knights put on, and I was also the DJ for that show, and nice. You were not...
I didn't get a chance to get out there, no.
No, you were not that one, but it was also very cool. If you've ever seen Laugh In, sort of Rowan Laugh In, then it was an homage to that. And actually, I believe it was Rowan's son was in the audience. He's not like an entertainer. He didn't really want to, you know, he didn't want to come on stage or anything like that. But he gave the thumbs up to the writing and all that. So
okay.
Yeah, so congratulations to Professor and Burgundy from getting the thumbs up for that one. That was also a very fun show in the festival. This is our music night because, as you can maybe tell from the hoarseness of my voice, these last 10 days of the festival have been crazy. Not only that, I had an 11th day because E-Rock here had his birthday last night and we went out.
Big 2-8.
We went out to a few places and...
just went downstairs and got myself a Sprite because my throat was feeling a wee bit hoarse.
A wee bit hoarse. What you said it was one of your first... it was your first time seeing Burlesque. What was one of your favorite moments?
There was a couple, actually. I mean, it was really neat because being here with you on Cabba Radio, I was able to get a little bit of the equipment, go out there and do some live interview sessions, and I really got to meet some of the dancers and the performers and kind of a backstage pass. So I was really fortunate that way. It gave me a whole new look on just not seeing, you know, them performing, but a behind-the-scenes look and kind of what goes on back there and all the work and the effort that goes into putting these shows on. I really, you know, you mentioned Jenny Magenta. I got out to see a show of hers, and I thought she was absolutely phenomenal out there.
Her Banquet Abroad show?
The Banquet Abroads, yeah. I mean, her energy out there was excellent. Just really got the crowd going. Crystal Precious did a good little number. I have to say.
Her hip-hop one?
Her hip-hop number. Mm-hmm. I know Crystal from a few years back, so it was neat to see her. Since I play music live, I never really knew that side of her. It was kind of neat to see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I definitely enjoyed seeing you.
Oh, thanks, E-Rock.
And I'm not just saying that. I mean, although it was the first time I did see your bum, it definitely...
It won't be the last.
I was about to say, I hope not, but... I'm not sure if that's the right thing to say.
If you want to give us a call, let us know who won the election, although when I left the house, it was pretty much certain. And if the STV thing passed, you can give us a call at 822-2487. That's 604-CITR. From what it looked like, the vote today, if you're voting for change, it didn't do much. And if you're voting for the same, then you got your wish. So I hope everyone got out there and voted because it was a pretty important, it could have really reformed, reshaped the way that politics acted. So anyways, that's my political moment tonight. You're listening to Cabba Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Catch us online as well at CITR.ca. You can also search for us on iTunes. It's CITR-Cabba Radio. This is our After the Burlesque Festival Hangover Music Night. Now let's get back into the music. We've talked and played about this guy a few times, and I don't know, I'm really digging on this, so I'm going to play another one for you. He's Canadian.
I believe you just
He's
said we've talked and played about this guy.
Yeah, talked and, well, talked
played
and
played. Talked about
there
this
you
guy.
Go, thank you.
No see, problem, that's why I'm
see,
here.
You're not as hungover as I am, maybe. Even though, yeah. Anyways, yeah, his name is Paul Anka. He's been around for many years, and he recently released a Rock Swings album where he's taken other people's songs and put his own sort of crooner spin on it. So here's another one.
I can't get enough of this guy.
Yeah, exactly. See if you recognize this.
Load up, load up, and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, she's self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 how low. Hello, 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 how low. With the lights out, less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid. Contagious. Here we are now. Entertain us. A mulatto. An albino. A mosquito. My libido. Yeah. I'm worse at what I do best. And for this gift I do feel blessed. And our little group has always been and always will until the end. Hello, 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 hello. Less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid. Contagious. Here we are now. Entertain us. I'm a lotto. An albino. A mosquito. My libido.
We'll be right back.
That is the Voodoo Organists with Car Crash here on Cab Radio 101.9 FM. And before that, you also heard Hoodoo Girl. It's from their album Calls the Shots, and that song was Hoodoo Man. They're a group out of Germany, and a big thanks to Little Miss Risk, who was on tour with Big John Bates and the Voodoo Dolls. She is the queen of the Voodoo Dolls. And she was collected me all this great music. And those are two of the selections that I've so far gone through. I thought really sweet songs. So many thanks to Little Miss Risk for that. We'll be right back with Cab Radio's newest segment called Check This Out right after this.
Are you a UBC student taking first year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
Juicy score! There's a 10-car mile
up. Yo, check this out!
Yo, check this out. This is Cab Radio's newest segment. So check this out, first of all. An amazing new internet show is emerging in Vancouver, and it's getting a whole bunch of buzz. It's getting all sorts of hype, and it's called Get Grounded TV. Check it out, www.getgroundedtv. And they also have sections called Pulp Culture, which covers different aspects. They cover DJs, they cover mixing, all sorts of cool stuff. So check them out, getgrounded.tv. Also, check this out. This day in history, 1908, wireless radio broadcasting was patented. Wow, I know. Also, check this out. If you want to look up a couple cool websites, theonion.com is a cool, funny website where you can check out fake news that's done really, really well. You can also check out lifehacker.com. Lifehacker.com is it's tips and downloads for getting things done. And one of the cool things they're promoting on there right now, if I know the springtime is out right now and you want to maybe redo the garden or redo the living room or something like that, but you just don't know how to place things because you can't picture it in your mind. Well, Google has a free download called Google SketchUp, and what you can do is you can set up all the measurements. Now, you're still going to have to measure your room and, you know, do some of the labor, but it's a simple program where you can put these measurements in there, and it will formulate a picture that will look like the space that you're going to do, and then you can see how a table will look in a certain area and how a window or a wall would look in your room if you were to put it there. So it's really cool. It's at lifehacker.com, and that is also just the Google SketchUp. It's a free download through Google. Awesome website. Also, for many of you who know me, I'm not really much of a hugger, so I thought I'd check you out on this story. A 44-year-old intoxicated man was arrested in Ann Arbor, Michigan in March, blocking traffic by approaching an officer and requesting a big hug. He then cursed at the officer when that hug was declined. So I thought I'd pass that one along because, as many of you know, I'm not much of a hugger, and I get slack for it sometimes. So that's check this out for this Cab Radio show. Now we're back here in studio. You can hear my voice is starting to fade on me, E-Rock. E-Rock's here. He's going to be playing us a song a little bit. What are you going to strum for us?
God, I don't even know yet. I got a little song I wrote called Something.
Okay.
That I might
pull out. Cool.
That's what she said.
That is what she said. All right. Well, this is CITR's newest radio show, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. This is every Tuesday night at 11 right here on 101.9 FM. You can check us out also on CITR.ca, and you can download the podcast. You can listen to me in a week or 2 weeks if you want.
Or every day.
So
every minute.
This is our After the Burlesque Festival music night, and here's another song. I hope you like it. It's Tom Waits, Drunk on the Moon. I was drunk last night with E-Rock.
I felt like I was on the moon.
We'll be back after this.
Thank you. water and rays, the moon's on the wane. Tarts mutter their dream hopes, the night will ordain. Come schemers and dancers, cherry delight, as a Cleveland-bound greyhound, and it cuts through the night. And I've hawked all my yesterdays, don't try and change my tune. I thought I heard a saxophone, I'm drunk on the moon.
And now, another important message from TextYourWayOutOfTrouble.com. Hey, we all know your girlfriend's great, but sometimes you just need a little something on the side. We all do. Before, you had to phone and worry that your girlfriend might hear the quiver in your voice. But now, you can be worry-free. Send a text message. TextYourWayOutOfTrouble.com presents their new pussy package. Send all the text messages you want for only $12.95 a month. Send a text message and set your mind at ease as you ravage the body of your lover. Here at TextYourWayOutOfTrouble.com, we can't cheat on your girlfriend for you, but we can help. TextYourWayOutOfTrouble.com. It's that easy.
After the long way from home, can't sleep at night, grab your telephone. Something just ain't right. That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. Well, long way from home and can't sleep at all. You know another mule is kicking in your stone.
That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
Smoking off you half the whole boat.
That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
lie in the sun, and the heat flicks across her butterscotch thighs. And should I imbibe in gin-dappled eyes, I might fall over drunk, but not satisfied. My lady, Caramel Christine, I can taste your name slip along my tongue, and my whole world shakes when I'm watching you move. So many years between you and my love, my lily. Kitty Cat Christine, my life for your love will not be in vain. The world may have lost you to the lingering time, but I will forever remember your name. The skin beneath the scab is flameless and pink, free from sin and lust and deceit. And so might she too be gentle and sweet. Ah, no one looks so pure in the great pounding heat. So where's the sweat to relax on her brow and her breast, and beads on her belly and onto her ankle? She steams like a stovepipe, smokes like a hot knife, moves like a tiger out on the bangle. My lily, Kitty Car Christine, my life for your love would not be in vain. The world may have lost you to the lingering time, but I will forever remember your name. Remember your name.
Oh, that was Big Rude Jake with Song for Little Christine, performed beautifully by Lola Frost during this year's fourth annual International Burlesque Festival at the Time Machine Show. She actually gave me that song a while ago and told me I wasn't allowed to use it.
Play it until after?
Yeah, play it until after the festival, or at least say what it was. I played it a few times at Kitty Nights, but she wouldn't let me. She didn't want her song to be taken by someone else. So, this is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Birthday boy E-Rock is in studio. He's going to be playing something.
Another year older. Another song played.
And we just went through the 10 days of the festival here. And so this is our music night, because as you might be able to tell, the voices are a little bit more, off kilter.
Raspy.
The energy's a little low. So E-Rock, though, he's a talented musician. He also does a talent showcase nice every Sunday night at the Speakeasy on Davie. And he plays tunes, he gets people up on stage, and he's a talented guy. He puts together all the stuff for Cab Radio, like the intros and stuff like that. And he's going to play one of his songs.
Uh-oh.
We'll see how he does with the voice.
We as rock stars, though, you know, we need to be able to drink the night before and then come and play a full show the next day. So
that's true.
I can't do any more complaining than I've already done.
Well, there you go. So we'll be back. We'll be back right after we pay some bills.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Just find if you continue digging in this mind of mine. If you continue digging in this mind. Wait, I just did that line. Damn it, I just fucked up. Shit, suck it up. Chuck it up as a sentimental loss. So that was a little better, but I'm obviously not. So stop. Wait, not the beat. Come on, bring this shit back. I gotta move these people's feet. I got the flows now. I got the know-how. I gotta throw it down and I gotta show you how. Whoa, now wait 1 minute. Throw down, okay. I'll admit it that I don't know exactly what throw it down means, but it seems to be rhyming with my wording. I got your attention. Please give me 1 minute. Now to get on my knees. See, I got something and it's on my chest. Needs to be released so quickly. I think it's better if I'm down a little lower. You need to understand it, so I'ma go slower. What the fuck is it? Ah! Oh my god, I got a big fucking bug on my chest. Teddy Smooth, get it off. It's eating my flesh. Okay, back to my song. Time for me just to move along now. See, I was meant to sing it, and I was meant to wing it, and I was meant to think it, and I was meant to bring it. Bring it, damn, there I go again. Putting words into my song that make no sense. Cause I know that I ain't making much sense. Oh, come on, man, you see that shit's quite evident. But I hope that you're gonna keep moving your feet. I got these funky flows over the top of these funky beats. Well, I know that I ain't making much sense. Oh, come on, man, you see that shit's quite evident. But I hope that you're gonna keep moving your feet. Cause I got these funky flows over top of these funky beats. Hey, yeah. The third verse, and now I'm thinking that I should have rehearsed, cause I just forgot the next fucking line.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck, what is it?
Think about it. No, I'll get it.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Oh, wait, that definitely ain't it.
Oh, well, I guess I'll try something new. Really, what the hell else am I supposed to do when all of you just sit there listening to me, judging my musical capabilities, all thinking that I'm crazy, or maybe you just think that I got a little bit of ADD, but that's crazy talk, cause I ain't...
All right, we're doing the song? All right. Oh, shit. Ooh,
about that verse is done. Come on now, let's get on with the song. See, 1, 2, 3, 4. Get your asses on the dance floor. Shake it once, now move it twice. Move your little booties, yeah, real nice. Grab your partner, not by his nuts. Well, I guess unless he likes that stuff, cause the desk rough is sufficient enough to fall on the dance floor, so I'ma shut up. Fuck that, no, I'm not. Gotta keep on at least until the end of this song. Bounce, bounce, bounce with me now. Biggity, 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 bounce with me now. Put your hands up in the atmosphere and wait, the motherfuckers, like you just don't care. Cause I know that I ain't making much sense. Oh, come on, man, you see that shit's quite evident. But I hope that you're gonna keep moving your feet. I got this funky flow, so the top of this funky beats. Well, I know that I ain't making much sense. Oh, come on, man, you see that shit's quite evident. Cause I got this funky flow to the top of this funky beat. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah,
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Hello out there, we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps, the players bump, the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where a player's dash with skates to flash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees. They travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside. It's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period. Last game, the playoffs, too. Take me where the hockey players face off down the rink. And the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of the hockey stick, the one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins, the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
He shoots, he scores!
Now let's take a trip down memory lane. Back to junior high school where it all
in hell at school.
We were just 13, straight acting the fool.
Every day after class, Keith's house was the spot.
Making crazy prank calls, hoping not to get caught. Best friend,
blood brothers,
yo, we one in the same.
Till one fateful afternoon when everything changed.
One day, playing punch out up in Keith's room.
The house started shaking and we heard a kaboom.
Looked out the back window, saw a billowing smoke.
Yo, your backyard is smashed.
Man, this isn't a joke.
Yo, let's go check this out, man.
All right, bet, let's go.
All the smoke and debris led straight to the basement.
Yo, what the hell is that?
Man, it looks like a spaceship.
We all ran for cover as the hatch opened wide.
And a little green dude stepped out from inside.
He said,
I'm from Mars and I come in peace. I have something to ask and it's not discreet. There's a mutated strain in our DNA helix. And you three kids are the ones who can heal it.
But we're just 13, man, what can we do?
How should I put this? I think we should screw.
What?
On my home planet, we can no longer breed. I've been sent as a receptacle to store your seed.
Storing our seed?
Yo, I think he means sex.
Man, I'm a virgin.
We all are pet.
I'm just gonna lie here and close my eyes.
Oh, what should we do?
the chosen ones. You'll just have to trust me.
Yo, should we do it?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, bro, I say we put it to a vote.
All in favor, say I.
Okay, we're in.
Cool.
Who should go first?
I have three depositories to capture first.
Wait, so at the same time?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Here's some wine coolers. Let's get you boys drinking.
We pounded the drinks and started getting tipsy.
Then took our positions and started getting crispy.
Ooh, one in the front and two in the back. Had it locked up like a Chinese finger trap.
Keep pumping away. My wife and family, thank you.
I'm about to explode.
Yo, son, me too.
Three-way climax.
Best friends forever.
What a blessing to have lost our virginity. Together.
Yeah. Andy, you're McKeith, you saved my race. Your reward is one wish, then I'll go back to space.
We looked at each other,
didn't have to talk.
Knew exactly what we wanted before we took off.
Mr. Alien, sir, for what it's worth,
we wanna be the greatest fake MCs on Earth.
Your wish is granted, and thanks again. I may have saved my planet, but I'm losing three friends. What happened today was both incredible and bad. Therefore, your name is Incredibad.
The Lonely Island Boys with Incredibad off their album Incredibad. If it sounds familiar, then you might recognize it from his name is Andy Samberg.
Mm. And Saturday Night Live,
they did Dick in a Box, I'm on a Boat, all that sort of stuff.
Said their new one came out last Saturday, Mother Lover.
Yeah, but that's not off this album. That was from SNL. Like, they have an actual, we got it here in studio. It's album. The Natalie Portman rap, Dick in a Box, all the stuff that came before, songs are on that album. It's a really funny album to get. It's one of those ones you can throw in once in a while. I don't know if I'd want to hit play all the time on it, but definitely throw it on a mix, you know, make a mix CD for some special lady, you know, that sort of stuff. Before that, we had Stomping Tom, his hockey song. If you notice, there was a slight difference. It's because that's his 2008 version that he redid the song. He definitely sounds a little bit older in that song.
Yes.
You can definitely tell. And
definitely sounds a little more produced. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, it does that as well. Unfortunately, we here in Vancouver, our hockey team is done. But you know, there's still good hockey. That the Penguins Washington series is pretty much amazing. So there's lots of things to keep us busy in the hockey
Vancouver
world.
Fans have to go for now is let's go for Crosby. You know, why not
Crosby, the Canadian kid. See, even in the world of cabaret and cab radio, we enjoy the game of hockey. This is CITR's newest radio show, Cab Radio, with Teddy Smooth. I'm here with E-Rock. He played his song, Something. Mm. Now, you told me there were parts in that song that that you do on purpose, but you almost had me a couple times on some of those. I was like, what? Really? Maybe? Because you are pretty hungover from your birthday yesterday.
Yeah, so. I kind of forgot a few things. I can't remember really what we just did.
And a big shout out to Dave, who was out last night.
Thanks, Dave.
Who
said he was coming tonight, but he might be a little too hung.
Right. There was a few Jameson Irish whiskey shots to be had last night. So, anyways, this is our music night. Enough jibber jabber, but I can't do a show without upcoming events, so here they are.
Aside from shaving my back in between my privates, I don't know what I should do this week.
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
So it's a pretty slow week in the world of cabaret, with the burlesque festivals over, and there's a few cool things to do, though. There's a cool band, they're called the Creaking Planks. They're a local guys, they do some remixes, they do some sort of horn sounds, I'll be playing one of their songs in a bit, so you get to know what I mean. But they're going to be playing at Café Montmartre with Petunia, and Montmartre is on Main Street. Where on Main Street, you ask? 4362 Main Street. That's going to be Saturday, May 16th. That's this Saturday. Show gets underway at 8 p.m. and goes to 11. That's Café Montmartre on 4362 Main Street. Also, Sunday,
down at the Speakeasy on Davie Street. I, E-Rock, am down there hosting a talent showcase night. We did it this last Sunday. We try to get 5 to 8 musicians down there, showcase a few of your songs. You want to get them out to the public. It's a great night so far. We start at 8 o'clock, go till midnight every Sunday. You can get in touch with us at music@thespeakeasy.ca if you want to play, or if you just want to come down and enjoy some tunes, have a few drinks, meet some great people. Come on down every Sunday.
Also every Sunday is Kitty Nights at the Biltmore Cabaret, which is basically at 12th and Kingsway, underneath the big pink Hojo, Howard Johnson Hotel. Every week we have a whole new lineup of lovely ladies who will dance. This week, we haven't gotten the full list yet, but we have Lola Lockhart, Sister Madly, and of course Burgundy Bricks will be there. And also we present this week, and a lot of weeks we try to include new dancers, so it's their first time doing a dance, or especially their first time on the Kitty Night stage. And this week it's one of our amazing go-go girls who is finally taking her turn on stage, Miss Fit. So she's going to be performing for the first time, as always hosted by the Professor and tunes by moi, DJ Teddy Smooth. It's $5. Doors are at 8:30 for a 9 p.m. show. And then what you want to do Monday and every Monday at Pub 340, it is the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience. Their motto is drink, smoke, sing, repeat. They also introduced Strip-a-Cokey.
Strip-a-Cokey.
Combination of burlesque stripping with karaoke singing. So
you
can get more than you bargained for going to the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience. That's every Monday night starting at around 8:30 at Pub 340. Cheap booze, fabulous prizes, and new songs every single week. That's it for upcoming events this week. We're here in Cab Radio's Music Night. I'm your host, Teddy Smooth. I'm here with the birthday boy, DJ, or TJ. Help
DJ.
Me out here, E-Rock.
E-Rock.
Yeah, there we go. It's our Music Night because the Burlesque Festival is over, and thank God. Even though it was an amazing festival, still
it
thank
was.
God.
It was absolutely
I talked
great.
Earlier about the Creaking Planks. They got a show this Saturday at Milder Cafe on Main Street. And here's one of their songs to bring us back into the Music Night. It's called Numbers and Names.
One!
Numbers and names, grease and stains, grease and talks, boots and socks.
just like each other.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
To go to church to hear the choir sing Roses and Blue Jays. Winter comes, game over. He's in the driveway removing snow with a flamethrower. Drives a hard bargain, knows how to get the deals. Spring fever hits, he needs a new set of wheels. Every year never fails. Roaming around in his hometown, beachcombing Roses and Blue Jays. I'm a lot like my father. He knows he should go to work, but sometimes he doesn't bother. Reads books of every sort, gets all the news he needs from the weather report. The door stays open a few days and closes. What's more important than Blue Jays and roses? Son of a gun, the old man is something else. In addition to being a bullfighter and magician, he's a lazy river, a slow-moving train. Future Hall of Famer, playing through the pain. He's a grizzly bear. And do you know, one time he even saw a UFO. My dad's favorite things are roses and Blue Jays. I would say we're the same in more than a few ways. We're full of beans. Ideas, 'cause I can't sleep, I'm not sure why he is. Wide awake and off to the races, out of gas and lost in space. So full of beans and big ideas, 'cause I can't sleep, I'm not sure why he is. Wide awake and off to the races, out of gas and lost in space.
A nasty fire burning all stages.
just a little bit more. Don't let my heart turn sore. Stay just a little bit more. Don't let my heart turn
Natasha, I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
There is something special happening to you. Something very special that you're going through. Some very, very special things are happening inside. And we don't wanna talk about it. La 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 la. We don't wanna talk about it. There comes a certain time in life when certain things must change. We're certain that it's natural. We're certain strange. We know what you're doing.
time is right, you'll know what to do. 'Cause no one ever told us, so we're glad that we told you. And we don't wanna talk about it. La 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 la. We don't wanna talk about
The Wet Spots with We Don't Want to Talk About It here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth on CITR 101.9 FM. Before that, you heard Winter Mitts with D-A-N-S, Dan's. I think it's, I remember she telling me it stands for Dan's Awesome New Song. And before that, the French group The Doe with their song Stay. You're listening to Cab Radio Music Night. I'm here with E-Rock.
Yo, 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 yo.
We're almost out of time here. Well, I think not that anyone's necessarily coming after us, but...
We could be here for another 7 hours, but...
but we need to rest the voices and need to get a day of rest from this crazy 10 days. It was the 4th Annual International Burlesque Festival, and I hope you were able to get out and see some of the shows, because... it was an amazing year full of amazing stuff. And again, I said it at the beginning of the show, I just want to give my big shout out to all the producers and performers who and the VIBF board who put together so much hard work and volunteer work to make this stuff possible, so you can see. And they really, a lot of the shows just really outdid themselves this year. And I think you could tell by the fact that there were just large audience and audiences that sometimes you wouldn't necessarily see at other shows. They're starting to, you know, take the chance and come see an art form that is both great and entertaining.
Sweetie, I know it's a little risque, but I want to go down to the burlesque show.
Yeah, I heard about a guy who his girlfriend got mad because he went to a burlesque show. But which was funny to hear, I guess.
I just told my girlfriend I was going out to the local pub.
You're like, yeah, I'm going out with Teddy Smooth, and there's going to be a bunch of girls taking their clothes off. Is that okay, baby? Baby doll? But yeah, it was a great 10 days. And again, congratulations to everyone who pulled it off. And next year's one hopefully will be even bigger and better.
Didn't you win an award this year?
I did win an award. Uh-huh. I won an award for, I believe it was, oh God, I can't remember the name. It was a very long name. Something. Basically, it was an award for an individual within the community who pushed the boundaries and helped promote, and basically someone who, you know. Helped.
Which Teddy does a lot of. I've been in the back here trying to, you know, help him out with this show, and he's been doing all this, so I've seen what he's been doing behind the scenes, and... you know what? This guy, he does a lot for the burlesque community, and he's good at it.
Well, I mean, they should have given me an award. If yeah. Not, I would have just... If I hadn't gotten an award, I would have just said I was a big circle jerk, so...
I'm surprised you didn't get every award.
No. There were some very deserving people, including some of the people I work with, like Burgundy Bricks. She won an outstanding award. The Professor won an award for one of the best burlesque hosts, well-deserved. And there was a whole slew of other people that took home some funny prizes, like Best Tassel Twirling and best comedic performance. So congratulations to everyone. It's over now. Now we get back to putting on all the little shows. So hopefully you'll stay tuned to Cab Radio. I can let you know of some shows, cool shows that are coming up. And also, if you're interested and you saw some shows and you're interested in ways to get involved, a little bit later on, coming up in a couple months, there's going to be an AGM for the Burlesque Festival. So maybe you want to get involved. Maybe you saw some things that you thought could be improved. Maybe you're a performer listening and you didn't get into as many shows or wondered why things worked certain ways. Then stay tuned to Cab Radio, because we'll have where you can go to that meeting and find out where you can be involved for next year's festival.
Maybe you just want to win the best tassel twirler for next year.
Exactly, and you can find out maybe how to get your name on that list. Mm. So, at the beginning of the show, I played a song by Shirley Gnome. She is a local woman from the East Side. I got her CD at a show, and her song was called Masturbation Over Breakfast. And I thought we'd go out on we're going to do one more set here, me and E-Rock, play a few tunes, but we're going to sign off, and thought I'd start the end of the sign-off set with another one of her songs called Big Hard Imagination. As you can tell, my voice is slowly going. So I'm going to leave you. We'll see you next week, Tuesday nights at 11 on 101.9 FM CITR or online at citr.ca. You can also find us on iTunes. Just go CITR-Cab Radio.
Keep it real, Vancouver.
That's it for this week. Let's get to music. Good night.
Single night, I don't think it's asking that much at all. If once in a while you fuck me up against the wall, oh, rip off my clothes and slap me hard, tear out my hair, throw me off of my guard, talk to me dirty until I'm in shock. Let's see what you can do with that big heart. Imagination. Now I know what you're thinking, 'cause you're such a nice man. How can you love me like I say that you can? I know that you love me and I love you more, so it's okay if you treat me like a whore. Oh, throw me across the room, take me by surprise, and we were meant to be together. Unlike my thighs, make me scream until I can't walk. Oh, how I love that big heart imagination.
Oh, lovely lady, you got such a pretty smile. I love your sultry voice and your southern style. Well, she's a busy woman, I don't want to crowd her. Just want to dip my spoon in your clam chowder. Sweet, sweet lady, tell me how could this end, when we could go up to my room and just play pretend. Well, you got me, woman, I know it for sure, so I apologize if I'm a little premature. Oh, punch me in the face and give my ass a squeeze. I know you'll love to hear me begging when I'm on my knees. Order me, woman, 'cause my love's in stock. Call now and I'll throw in an extra big hard imagination.
But a woman needs affection. A woman needs romance. Oh, but she also needs a good heart fucking, so take off your goddamn pants. Scratch my back, give me a bite, wearing out the mattress, holding me tight. I love you, baby, you really do rock my world with your big heart imagination. By that I mean come.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguise, does no one knows, hides the face, lies the snake in the sun, in my disgrace, boiling heat, summer stench. 'Neath the black, the skies look dead. Call my name through the dream, and I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Stuttering, cold and damp, steal the warm wind, tired friend. Times are gone for honest men, sometimes far too long for snakes. In my shoes, walking sleep, and my youth I pray to keep. Heaven send, hell away, no one sings like you anymore. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Drown my fear till you all just disappear. Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come? Sun, won't you come?
Hey, this is Teddy Smooth from Cab Radio saying goodnight and to embrace trouble. It's what keeps us young. See you next Tuesday at 11.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabba Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba Radio.